Tablet 29, Chapter 18. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Revelation 18, verses 1 to 4. This time after the seventh angel, this egoistical pursuance of the lower nature will be destroyed. The people will realize through the tribulation that egoistical pursuance ends up nowhere but to more ignorance, bondage, and unhappiness. That is why this angel comes, and it is the time when Babylon, or the lower nature, or the desire to have name, fame, and power, through the byproducts of desire, ten horns, will fall. It will be almost impossible through that tribulation to reach anywhere. Everyone will be so lost and unhappy that no one would even want name and fame. Name and fame will not mean anything to great people any longer. All the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication means that so many nations have pursued name and fame. That is why nations are considered to be great, because they are pursuing power, name, and fame. They think they are greater because they have made the greater name or greater fame. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. These kings also become kings to make name and fame for themselves, instead of to establish justice. They built great cities, buildings, and castles, and made names for themselves. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich. The merchants were waxed rich through their greed. They become very rich and thought that it was the right way to live, but it is really from their lower natures. And that is why the voice comes from heaven and says, Come out of her, my people. It means to come out of your lower natures and come to your higher natures. That ye be not partakers of her sins means that you will not be one of those who will go to outer darkness. That ye receive not of her plagues means that you will come to your higher natures and not be affected by the tribulations that will fall on those who are in their lower natures and are pursuing the Maya, causing them to be bound more and more in the ocean of illusion. Those who go out of their lower natures will be saved. His people will be saved. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Revelation 18, verse 5. That is the time for her to be completely destroyed. God knows how much iniquity has been done because of the attraction of Maya and the lust for Babylon the Great. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. Revelation 18, verse 6. Those who stay in the world, earth, because of their attachments and engagement to it, cannot save themselves from these tribulations, and will suffer as the changes come, even double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Revelation 18, verse 7. And that is the false ego. It is the lower nature of man that glorifies himself instead of following the Father, the Creator of this manifested universe. Then he might love God, universe, and so reach the higher self. And he thinks that he will never fall off, and that the throne he is sitting on is glorifying him. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Revelation 18, verse 8. All the things of this world which they thought will save them will become obsolete. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Revelation 18, verse 9. When the tools that these kings or the people who had been following their own egoistical ways are burned, they will not be able to follow their false egos any more, and they shall bewail her and lament for her, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. Revelation 18, verse 10. People will be completely astonished at how the egoistical pursuance and pagan doctrines are suddenly destroyed. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Revelation 18, verses 11 to 14. The people will understand that the mayaistic and egoistic pursuance of having all these things are just attractions of Maya. They will realize that they will be provided for, and they have to use the rest of life in pursuing higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness to become divine, the highest goal of the life. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Revelation 18, verses 15 to 19. Everything will fall apart in a short period of time. Rejoice over her, though heaven and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. Revelation 18, verses 20 and 21. Egoistical pursuance will fall, and the world will be with the saints, apostles, and prophets. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman, of whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. Revelation 18, verse 22. No egoistical things will be done any longer. Everything will be directed towards spiritual progress in that blessed world. The musicians, craftsmen, and all others will work in bringing happiness and bliss for all, but not for her, Babylon. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Revelation 18, verse 23. It is the egoistical pursuance that have caused all the sorceries and deceitfulness of the nations. The sorceries are all the ways to make people believe that material gain is all there is. And in her was found the blood of prophets, and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Revelation 18, verse 24. The people killed each other because of their selfish desires, being in their lower natures, and not understanding those who were in their higher natures, the prophets.